According to Carthage College spokesman Robert Rosen, the new name is a simple modification of the previous Redman team title.
The name will be presented as two words with a capital M, so that it will emphasize that the name refers to Red Men, rather than having a perceived reference to Native Americans.
The Carthage logo will also shed its feathers and instead be crested in flames. Rosen says back in the 1920s, the term Redman was used to differentiate the college team, which wore crimson uniforms, from local high school teams, which wore blue and were known as the Blue Boys. Rosen says in the 1940s, students began to associate the name with Native Americans, which peaked in the 1960s.
We have pictures of football games that show what looks like a chief of some sort standing with his arms crossed on the sidelines. It doesn't look like it's anything really dramatic other than that the character is present.
Rosen denies that the National Collegiate Athletic Association's new postseason play restrictions on schools with Indian mascots are the main factor behind the name change.
We're having these discussions and we're concerned about the misperception. And so had this NCAA ruling not occurred, it might have taken longer to have these conversations. But the NCAA did not give us any directives about what we were to do.
Rosen says reactions to the new name are mixed among Carthage alumni and students. Buddy says colleges are all about ideas and passionate debate. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.